Kia ora, my name is Joseph Hullen and I'm a trustee on Matapōpiri. We're at the Integua Street boat sheds. Watermark was the first section of the Te Papa o Tākaro project. And so Watermark involved the cleaning of the riverbed of the Otākaro, Avon River, from here at the Integua Street boat sheds all of the way down to Madras Street. Following the earthquake, this new word, liquefaction, manifested itself in all of these sediments that started to bubble up through the cobbles in the bed of the river. And the sediments started to smother the macrophytes, the weed beds, and provide a barren environment that wouldn't support any of the native species that were naturally resident. So the first process was to actually put excavators into the river and digger buckets of river cobbles were lifted out, they were washed and rinsed and then returned back into the river. So essentially we were removing all of the liquefaction sediments and then placing the clean cobbles back into the bed of the river in the hope that macrophytes and the other native species would start to naturally colonise again. And that in turn would mean that our migratory native species, like Inaka, for instance, would start to revisit the location on their seasonal migration. During the course of the cleaning of the riverbed, 160, 170 years of rubbish was removed. Everything from old house bricks to engine boilers, tools, car parts, and all sorts of bones and carcasses from domestic animals were removed from the river, indicating that the attitude towards the river in earlier times didn't have quite the kaitiakitanga ethos about it as we see today. So part of the Te Papa o Tākaro was to change it from a uniform width, uniform depth stormwater drain and to naturalise it. And so from time to time in locations, deeper pools were dug, other areas were narrowed, so that sediment that was being carried in accelerated flow would be deposited and once again could be removed from the river system. We also created riffles, little periods of rapids, to provide spawning habitat for introduced species like brown and rainbow trout. So downstream of the boat shed and just by the lovely diving board across there, we can see a riffle that's been formed and you can see where it goes from slow flowing water and then starts to accelerate and change colour and height as it drops perhaps half a metre from one pool to another. And then along the edges, natural plantings were put in place to create little barriers to break up the flow and create eddies and pools of slack water where smaller fish like inaka and baby pātiki or baby flounders could move from pool up through rapids to the next pool and progressively move the length of the river. All of these measures are an outward representation of kaitiakitanga, one of the core values, core environmental values of Ngāi Tuahuri.